The nation's economy grew in the final 3 months of last year at an annual pace of 0.2%. Today's announcement of a slight increase in the gross domestic product surprised many analysts who had expected the economy to shrink for a second straight quarter. NPR's Jack Speer reports that the good news is seen by some as a sign the recession is coming to an end. But there are lingering concerns about unemployment.
One of the traditional definitions of a recession is back-to-back quarters of negative economic growth. So when the Commerce Department reported today that the economy expanded during the final 3 months of last year, it was hailed as good news. And while analysts say it may be a bit early to declare the current recession over, many, like Bill Cheney, chief economist at John Hancock Financial, think the stronger-than-expected number provides one more piece of evidence the economy is at a turning point.
I think this definitely does support the story that the recovery is actually beginning as we speak, that the downward momentum has pretty much gone away. And while we may continue to see some layoffs, the basic trend in the economy is going to be up from here on.
But other economists were quick to note the government's advanced GDP number is open to further revision. And they say in this particular instance, the rise may be so slight as to be nearly irrelevant. Jared Bernstein with the Economic Policy Institute believes a much better indicator for Main Street and possibly for Wall Street as well will be what happens with the employment picture.
It's important to realize that whether GDP is slightly negative or slightly positive, unemployment will keep rising. We are far from out of the woods simply because GDP is slightly positive in the fourth quarter.
The Bush administration seemed to be treading cautiously. A day after his first State of the Union address, President Bush termed today's GDP report positive. However, he said the nation cannot take growth and job creation for granted. The president repeated his call for Congress to pass an economic stimulus package. Lynn Reeser is chief economist at Bank of America. She says in her view, the real turning point for the economy will be when businesses begin to spend again.
Companies are basically saying, yes, the worst seems to be over, but we're not seeing the strong upturn in the economy. We're not really seeing a lot of orders coming in the door. Sales are still pretty weak. We're having to discount heavily, and so we're just not hearing that sense of recovery coming from the ground level.
A rise in spending by government also helped contribute to the fourth quarter growth. However, strong spending by consumers continued to be the driving factor, according to John Hancock economist Bill Cheney, led by strong car and truck buying.
If you were thinking of buying a car anytime in the next year, you'd have been a fool not to jump on 0% financing when it was offered.
Helping consumers along were the string of interest rate cuts by the Federal Reserve last year, though today the Fed signaled at least for now interest rate cuts are at an end. Wrapping up a two-day meeting in Washington, the Fed's Open Market Committee announced it will hold the line on interest rates amid signs the outlook has become more promising. Lyle Gramley is a consulting economist with the Mortgage Bankers Association and a former Fed Board of Governors member. He says the Fed was still fairly cautious in its latest statement.
There were also indications in the statement that the Fed clearly recognizes that the economy is improving and that the prospects for an upturn of the economy coming out of this recession are really very good.
The next shoe to drop will be the January unemployment report due out on Friday. Analysts say if it shows layoffs easing, then the official arbiter of recessions in the U.S., the National Bureau of Economic Research, could say the current recession officially ended in December. If that's the case, it will have been one of the mildest recessions in some time, lasting just 9 months. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.